Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Sad for the last time, bring it up, Jake. Better You Bet, for the last time with me on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe is with us normally. I'm very robotic. And you. Not my finest start to an hour. Weird. My final show on the BetMGM Network. Well, I guess I'll be on Sunday. That's a BetMGM Network show, so not my final show on the BetMGM Network. But Monday, Westwood One Sports, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, featuring yours truly. I think the show is going to be awesome. And I think everybody should check it out. Why wouldn't I think that? I would urge everybody to, if you have never rated, reviewed, and subscribed to the podcast, and I'm going to have to, I hope everyone can appreciate this, because I actually haven't asked people to do anything in a long time. And you know that, right? Because you listen to the show every day, you watch the show, right? I haven't asked anyone to do that. Going to ask people to do that again. So if you already have, it would be great if you could like to leave a new review, update your old one, whatever. Leave a 5-star review. Check out the new show. The distribution for the new show is going to be way more expansive than it is now, which is awesome. Like for me personally, it's really cool. We'll have its own dedicated channel on SiriusXM. Like not like, hey, we're on this random channel for 3 hours. Like no, like this network's going to have its own dedicated channel on SiriusXM, which is really cool. The Odyssey app, the Westwood One app, YouTube and Twitch. The show is going to be on Nesson in the Massachusetts area and like the New England area every day, which is awesome. I think like a bunch of other places also, like this has all been such a whirlwind that I don't have the full list in front of me, but there'll be a lot of places for you to catch the show. And I really hope that you do. At least give it a shot. I think you'll like it. If you like anything that I've done in the past, my strong thought is that you will like the show as well. Danny Parkins, and yes, to answer anyone's questions, will there be betting on the new show? Duh. Like, I've been betting for 21 years. I bet, like, I don't know, 365 days a year. I don't know, like 350. I do take some days off. I'm betting on most days, and I have been for two decades. So will there be betting on the new show? Like, of course. Like, that will never not be a part of who I am and what I do. So yes, to answer any of those, because I've got a couple of those questions. Like, this is going to be an all sports network. Will there be betting? Well, BetMGM is still our sponsor, and I still bet all the time. So yes, absolutely. And thank you very much again to everyone that has been with us for any period of time, whether you're a new listener and viewer from this football season, whether you are someone who has been with us since day one in 2019, anywhere in between, a sincere, sincere thank you from me to you. Without you, I don't get this opportunity that I have been given that I am extraordinarily grateful for. Danny Parkins joins us in 20 minutes. First things first on Fox Sports 1. Bets for tonight will end the show. Let's do some football for Week 17. I don't think we need to play the It Move music here, but I think, like, the slate sucks. Like, the games are not good on Christmas Day. And part of me does feel, I don't know, I don't want to say it's like a little karma here. You know, I love the NFL more than, like, anybody. Did you hear the interview with Mark Schlereth? Like, I'm rattling off all this. Like, you don't think I love the NFL, like, as much, if not more, than, like, literally anybody? I don't think we need three NFL games every Christmas. Just saying. Like, the can anything be sacred? And I love the NFL. Can anything be sacred? I feel like this is, like, hey, maybe let's reconsider, like, trying to own Christmas Day. Can anything be sacred ever? I guess not. So we have the Cowboys at the Commanders, Dak Prescott v. Josh Johnson. The Lions at the Vikings, Jared Goff v. Max Brosmer. And perhaps the chef's kiss of all. Oh, man, Christmas night. What? Because, look, you know, Christmas Eve, maybe you spend time with family, you spend time with family on Christmas Day, and it's like, yeah, like, it's all winding down. Hopefully you have an awesome day. And you sit in front of the TV on Christmas night. Here's Bo Nix against Chris Olodokun. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing his name correctly. For the Broncos and the Chiefs in Arrowhead. Man, what a like expensive ticket I'm sure that's going to be to watch the not-so-nice 6-9 Kansas City Chiefs play out the string against the Broncos team that should kill them. Let's talk about these games. I actually think there's, like, decent bets to be made here. So Dallas is 7 on the road at the Commanders. Total is 50.5. The Cowboys announced that Dak Prescott's going to play the rest of the year, despite them being eliminated from playoff contention. I think Josh Johnson is fairly competent. Cliff Kingsbury's a pretty good offensive coordinator. We are at 7-110 right now. If we stay in this range, I actually think I'm going to put a small bet in on the Commanders. Just, you need Dallas, like, Dallas could score a lot in the game. You need the Cowboys defense to play decently to win this game by margin. Like, this isn't Dallas to win. Like, Dallas needs to win by 10 with that defense. And can it happen? Like, yeah, it could. And I'm just going to do a quick Twitter search here. See if we have a Dallas injury report for today. Because obviously the game is on Thursday. Okay, here we do. We have one. Let's see. Quinnen Williams, limited in practice. Maybe he's back. Lean for me towards the Commies. We'll see where the market moves over the next couple days. I'll tweet some stuff out over the next couple days with the plays that I like. I hope everyone understands. Been like a weird couple days here. Like, I'm not like in the handicapping streets like I normally am. We'll get back to that start coming up on Monday. And we will give bets on every show, as per usual, here on You Better You Bet. Even on this new format, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Westwood One Sports. Lean for me towards Washington. Lions and the Vikings. Detroit. Oh, okay, so we're up to 7.5 now. It's juiced towards Minnesota. The Lions, 7.5 on the road, total 43.5. I think I'm going to bet Minnesota. Detroit kind of strikes me at this point now as not quite dead team walking, but it's all, not all but done, but it's not great. And I think I trust Minnesota to put up some points on this Detroit defense. So haven't placed the bet yet. Would lean towards Minnesota. Also, like, if you wanted to tease Detroit, I don't hate that now that we're up to 7.5. Max Brosmer going to start for the Vikings. And then the Broncos on the Chiefs, at the Chiefs on Christmas night. This opened on Sunday night, 11.5, and I laughed. And then I bet Denver. It's 13, and it's on the way up. Nothing can stop it. It's going up. And it should. I don't know how the Chiefs are scoring here, how the Chiefs are getting off the mat. If I had to bet the game, it is Denver or nothing, even at a huge price against the Kansas City Chiefs. So that's how I see Christmas Day in the NFL. You better you bet on this Tuesday. All right, let's go to Saturday, where Femi and I touched on this yesterday. And just to say, again, like, love Femi, and Femi's going to have an awesome rest of his career. And he'll always be part of our family here on the show. Chargers and Texans in the first game on Saturday. Chargers, and I'm just going to check BetMGM to make sure nothing's moved. Yep, we're still Chargers 2 at home. Total is 39.5. Femi was, I think, the first one out of the two of us to say this yesterday. He likes Houston as a teaser leg. How could you not? Total 39.5. Texans defense being what it is. Teasing the Texans up to 8 feels like a really good idea. I think you could pair it with Detroit if you wanted to, if you wanted a little Christmas and then Saturday after Christmas action with the Lions and Houston. Don't hate that at all. Houston teaser leg, I think, makes a lot of sense coming up on Saturday. Packers-Ravens on Saturday. What time is this game? Saturday night on Peacock. It's Peacock. We were on Peacock for a while. It was pretty cool, even if the format didn't really make a lot of sense. I always would laugh when I would get those messages like, hey, like, why is the format like this? And I wanted to write you back and said, yeah, I know, right? Pretty stupid. We did the best we could. I guess we fell short. We really did try really hard to make that work. And I think we'd still be on Peacock if not for stuff that goes on in business, which is okay. Packers and the Ravens at Lambeau. Green Bay a juiced 2.5-point favorite. Total in the game is 40.5. We don't know who is starting yet at quarterback for either team. Jordan Love and Malik Willis both practiced today for the Green Bay Packers. So my guess is, like, I don't know if Love's going to clear concussion protocol, but it looks like Malik Willis will be good to go. If not, and we actually have this from 15 minutes ago per head coach Matt LaFleur. Malik Willis said he'll be ready to start Saturday if Jordan Love can't clear protocol, so he should be good to go. And we news yet on Lamar Jackson, other than Todd Monken saying the back injury has been hard on him. So I don't think there's anything to say about this game yet until we get more information on Baltimore and the quarterback situation. So those are the Saturday games. We'll move to Sunday, and we'll carry this into the final segment of the show. Bengals and the Cardinals on Saturday in Cincinnati. Bengals and the Cardinals coming over tonight. Ha ha. Cincy a juiced 7 at home. Total 53.5. We'll see what the Cardinals injury report has to hold. This is a walking wounded team. I would be pretty surprised if the Bengals didn't win by 30. I like Cincinnati a lot. And if the Bengals do go up to 7.5, I mean, I know, like, Jacoby Brissett against the Bengals defense and the Cardinals offense has been pretty good. I don't know. I kind of don't feel like the Bengals are losing this game at home with Arizona's secondary being in the state it's in. And here's Burrow and Chase and Higgins and company. Cincinnati is a teaser like feel to me also. If we're not in range yet, I think that we'll get there coming up before Sunday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Steelers and the Browns in Cleveland. We told you yesterday on the show, hey, like 4.5 is probably a good bet. 4 is probably a good bet. We're now at 3. Pittsburgh 3, and we are juiced towards the Steelers, but it is 3. 33.5 is the total, which is obviously like it's weather impacted. There is wind expected. It's early. It's still Tuesday. Things can change. But I think organically, the betting market expects not a lot of points, which you can understand with these two teams. And also adding wind into the equation, you know, December game out, like late December game outdoor in Cleveland with the lake effect. I think that's how you get to a total of 33.5. So at this moment right now, I'm actually looking at weather. As you know, I am like an amateur weatherman. It doesn't look like the wind's going to be that bad. And if we, and I'll talk about it on Sunday on my various shows. I'll bet the over in this game if we get there and the wind's not bad. It's way too low for it not to be wind impacted. Mike Brown has put the Doppler effect on the screen. So what you can see, Mike, if you'd be so kind as to zoom into Ohio, I can tell everybody what's happening on this weather on the map right now. So what you can see here on the screen as we get Ohio, please, Mike. There. Okay, we're almost there. To the right a little bit. To the right. To my right. My right. Keep going. There you go. No. Okay. It's not going great. Okay. You can see Ohio on your screen there. So right above Ohio, you see Michigan, right? And you see the purple on the screen. If you're not watching, you're missing out on this virtuoso performance by yours truly. Someone call me the White Al Roker. You see some purple on the screen there. That right there is condensation coming from Canada. It's very cold, infamously, famously in Canada this time of year. And the same winds that carry like the bad air from wildfires to the northeast during the summer months, those winds are prevalent in Canada also during the winter. But what happens with those winds is they carry the condensation from Canada all the way off the coast to Lake Michigan and to Lake Erie. And then what happens is what's called in the meteorological community as a witch's brew. It's a famous, like the Weather Channel talks about it. The New England Journal of Science and Medicine has talked about it, where it's like this concoction of things, like a wintry mix, if you will. And all these things are kind of mixed together. Condensation and potential snow and cold weather. And the witch's brew then cascades down towards Ohio. And that's what's called the lake effect. So that's what we're anticipating happening in between now and Sunday, potentially, in Cleveland. We bet Cleveland yesterday on the show. This game may mean nothing for Pittsburgh. If Baltimore loses to the Packers on Saturday, they're out, and Pittsburgh is AFC North champion. And if that happens, Mason Rudolph's going to score. They're not going to play Aaron Rodgers in a meaningless game. He's 42. He's my age. He's not playing in meaningless games. They're going to save him for the postseason, which means it's Mason Rudolph. And here's the question that you have to answer, listener and viewer. Assuming you think Green Bay is going to win. So if you think Green Bay is going to win, what would you make Mason Rudolph starting on the road at Cleveland? And maybe that informs a bet that you will make in this game. Saints and the Titans in Tennessee. Now, the Saints did well on Sunday to cover a big number against a bad team. They covered, obviously, against the Jets. Now they are almost 3 on the road at Tennessee, and the Titans did beat the Chiefs on Sunday. So Saints, a juice 2.5, total 39.5. I think Kellen Moore has shown that he's a pretty damn good coach and that Tyler Shuck has got the goods to at least enter next year as the starting quarterback of the New Orleans Saints. But very quietly, Cam Ward starting to look halfway decent. Made some just, like, look up on social media, Cam Ward highlights against the Chiefs. He makes some real wow throws every week. I like the over in the game. 39.5. And if it goes to 3, I'm taking the points with the Tennessee Titans. We'll save the rest for the final segments of the show. We'll take a quick break. And on the other side, our friend Danny Parkins, First Things First on Fox Sports 1, joins us here on this Tuesday for Christmas. You better you bet. One last ride here on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.